Today, the apostles on Mount Tabor are given a great gift, the vision of Jesus, not in his full glory, because certainly no human eye will ever be able to contemplate fully the divinity of God in this life. That is reserved for heaven. But they're given the closest thing that we could have on this earth, a glimpse briefly into the divinity of Jesus. What a special gift that was. And Peter, I think, sums it up best. In the face of that, all he can say is, Lord, it is good that we are here. And he just wants to stay there and put up three tents and make camp, as it were. I often wonder that if the goal of this life is that we would come to believe in God and believe in Jesus whom he sent, and that ultimately then we go out and we spread that message that ultimately the whole world would come to believe in Jesus, why couldn't Jesus have just shown himself to everyone? Why not have the transfiguration take place on the Mount of the Beatitudes instead, with thousands of people gathered around him? Wouldn't it have been more effective if Jesus would have revealed himself in his glory to multitudes? Then maybe there wouldn't have been so much confusion in Jerusalem and all that Good Friday experience. Maybe we could have avoided that if Jesus would have just revealed himself more plainly like he did to Peter, James, and John. It doesn't seem to be the plan of God here, and it doesn't seem that it's been that way throughout all of history. You know, if you think about it, God could have created us in such a way that all of us would be born and readily know, of course, there's God, and we have to believe in him and know everything that there is to know about God. The great danger in that, then, is that what choice would we really have to choose God? If God made himself so readily apparent to our minds and intellects that there was no way that we could reject that, well, then we wouldn't really be free. And, of course, that would preclude the whole idea of love and a free choice of God. So God's plan from the beginning has never been to force himself upon our intellects or wills in such a way that we're just compelled, that we have only one choice. Rather, he leaves it open for the possibility of love and freedom. So that explains a little bit then what we see in the gospel today. And it's interesting that even amongst the apostles, so many times we see that Jesus reveals only special things to the apostles and not to everyone else. And even the apostles sometimes say, Lord, why don't you reveal yourself plainly to the rest of the people? You know, we now have to go out and try to explain it, and it'd just be a lot easier if you would just, you know, speak plainly. But here today on the Mount of Transfiguration, notice that Jesus doesn't even take the intimate group of the 12. From the 12, he even says, I just want you three, Peter, James, and John. These are the three that whenever he singles out a few apostles, these are the big three. And so he takes them alone up on the mountain, and it's just three people of all Jesus' disciples that get this transfiguration experience. Why? Why not Jesus reveal himself more widespread? Well, ultimately because this is in the plan of God, that the revelation of the glory of God is one that is going to be a mediated experience. We're not going to get it directly, all at once, all ourselves. Rather, it's going to come to us in the messiness of life. Life isn't so clear as, here's the truths of God, that makes perfect sense to me, and now we move on. Well, if that were so, that'd be the end of the world. If Jesus was there, revealed himself as God, we all knew it, and we just accepted it, and we stayed there at Mount Tabor, well, that'll be heaven. We'll just sit in the presence of God's glory, and we really will just set up camp and stay there forever. But if that were what we had now, then there would be no point in this life. This life is a transitional living, one in which we are on the way. And so the transfiguration moment is given on Mount Tabor not to be an end in itself, but rather to help the apostles on the way. And of course, the end of our gospel gives us the clue there that he ends by telling them about his rising from the dead. From this moment, they head towards Jerusalem and death. This transfiguration is given to strengthen them on the way, not to be an end in itself to just stay there. So if we're going to know about the divinity of Jesus, about his rising from the dead, how do we know that this happened? Well, it's mediated to us. And yeah, that's messy. We often wish that we could be like Peter, and we ask God often, God, just reveal yourself plainly to me. But God doesn't often do that. Rather, he comes to us in the messiness of this handing on of the faith, the sacred tradition that rather than immediately given to us, is passed on from person to person to person over thousands of years. That's what we see St. Peter doing in our second reading today. That we ourselves heard this voice from heaven while we were with him on the mountain. You know, we didn't follow cleverly devised myths. Rather, he's saying, myself, Peter, I was there, I saw it. That's, you know, not as clear as God coming and revealing himself right to us, but it's what we've got. And it's enough, because we too are on our way. And the transfiguration is given to us to help us on the way. There are little moments in each of our lives that we can point to where we have an experience like that, where we can say, I was sure what God was saying on this point. I felt God present. I knew, like I'm sure of nothing else, that that's God and that's what I'm supposed to do. And that's a little transfiguration in our own lives. And we need that. But ultimately, those are pretty few and far between. And that's because we're not meant to stay there. We're meant to keep moving forward. So God gives us, in our own lives, little moments. But they're meant to strengthen us on our way, to help us bear the cross, to help us head to Calvary. Today, we thank God for the gift of the transfiguration of Jesus. We thank him for the gift of the transfiguration in our own lives. But most of all, we thank him for the courage that he gives us to continue on the way.